USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest wildfire burning in the western United States has now burnt over 400,000 acres in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest in southern Oregon. Fire officials say that the blaze has been 42% contained, but the gusty winds and dry conditions on Saturday made fighting it difficult. More than 2,000 fire personnel are currently fighting to contain the blaze. Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week they'll need to take action on the debt ceiling by early August. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Yellen said that the Treasury Department would suspend its sale of bonds to finance the country's debt obligations. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
97 victims have been confirmed in the collapse of a beachfront condo in Surfside, Florida. That's 97 families that had closure. But one family still waits. Here's Mike Fortier.
54-year-old Estelle Hedaya remains the lone unaccounted victim from the tragedy that happened 1 month ago Saturday. Her brother Ike says the waiting game is a little tough.
It's long. It's been a month now. And that's a little too much for my parents, a month, you know. 1 week, 2 weeks. If you told me it was going to be 2 weeks, I would have told you crazy.
While the wait can be agonizing, Ike tells CBS 4 News in Miami he takes comfort knowing his sister is in heaven.
I know my sister's in the right place right now. And I know she went out on top, and I know she's going to be fine. And I know, especially with this weight, Zoe's totally pure now, and she's going to just go straight up.
The Hedayas are Jewish, and Ike says, according to Jewish law, you can't have a funeral until the remains are found, so the wait continues. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Despite rising COVID cases among unvaccinated people, a new poll shows that many don't intend on getting the shot. Brad Bernards has more.
Most Americans who haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19 say they are unlikely to get the shots and doubt they would work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do, according to a new poll that underscores the challenges facing public health officials amid soaring infections in some states.
Is all the major scientific operations in this country and the 25-person group we put together are looking at all the possibilities of what's happening now.
Among American adults who have not received a vaccine, 35% say they probably will not, and 45% said they definitely will not, according to a poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And after 1 day of competition at the Tokyo Olympics, 11 gold medals were awarded in archery, cycling, fencing, judo, shooting, taekwondo, and weightlifting. China leads the early medal count with 4, 3 of those golds. Italy and Japan tied with 2 medals, 1 gold apiece. And for the first time since the 1972 Summer Games, Team USA failed to win any medals on the first day of competition. Cyclist Brandon McNulty came the closest, spending most of the 234-kilometer road race in medal contention before being caught by the pack and finishing sixth. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.